أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تحسبن الله غافلا عما يعمل الظالمون إنما يؤخرهم ليوم تشخص فيه الأبصار مهطعين مقنعي رؤوسهم لا يرتد إليهم طرفهم وأفئدتهم هواء وأنذر الناس يوم يأتيهم العذاب فيقول الذين ظلموا ربنا أخرنا إلى أجل قريب نجب دعوتك ونتبع الرسل أولم تكونوا أقسمتم من قبل ما لكم من زوال وسكنتم في مساكن الذين ظلموا أنفسهم وتبين لكم كيف فعلنا بهم وضربنا لكم الأمثال وقد مكروا مكرهم وعند الله مكرهم وإن كان مكرهم لتزول منه الجبال فلا تحسبن الله مخلف وعده رسله إن الله عزيز ذو انتقام.
And don't imagine that Allah Ta'ala is unaware of the deeds of the guilty. He only delays them for the day when the sides will be raised, rushing forward with heads raised up, and their sides will not return to them, and their hearts will be void of any intelligence, arrested by fear and horror, and their sights will be fixed in a stare without any expression, like when a person is gripped with fear, then his eyes are fixed in a stare and there is no expression in the eyes, rushing forward madly with the heads outstretched, raised up, and their sights will not even return to them. Their eyes is free of expression and their hearts void of intelligence, with extreme fear consumed with horror. This will be the position of the guilty. And warn mankind, the day the punishment comes to them, then the guilty will say, "Our Rabb, delay us for a short term that we may answer the call of your Rasul and we may follow your Rasuls. But did you not take oaths before this that you will suffer no decline, whereas you lived in the homes of the guilty, those who wronged themselves, and وَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمْ كَيْفَ فَعَلْنَا بِهِمْ, and our dealing with these wrong people was clear to you. You've seen and you understood how we dealt with them. And we explained all this through parables and illustrations. And great were the plots that they had devised, but all their plots and their plannings are well within the sight of Allah Ta'ala. Even though their plots were so mighty that mountains would have been moved with their plots. But all these plots are well within the sight and the control of Allah Ta'ala. So don't ever imagine that Allah Ta'ala will fail His Rasuls in keeping up with His promise. For Allah Ta'ala is exalted in might and a Rabb of retribution. Remember, there is a day coming, the day of Qiyamah, when the earth and the heavens will be changed and they will appear before Allah Ta'ala, the One, the Almighty. The earth will have no more features, no landmarks, no trees, no hills, no valleys, one straight plain, as though the entire earth has been stretched. There is no humps left, If something was not straightened, there are humps and there are hollows. Here it will be straightened and there will be no more landmarks, no hills, no valleys, no humps, no hollows, a total straight plain. So this earth will be a different earth that we know, and the heavens will also be changed. وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ Mankind will all appear before Allah Ta'ala. You will see these sinners on that day, bound in fetters and chains. Their garments will be of pitch, of dark black pitch, and fire will be covering their faces. A very, very highly inflammable substance. That Allah Ta'ala may punish every soul, may reward every soul for what it has earned. For Allah Ta'ala is swift in calling to account. This is a message for mankind, and they may be warned through this. And they may know that it is just one Allah, and people of intelligence may receive, admonition, they may take heed. Alif Lam Ra, these are the verses of a book and a clear Quran. Again and again the unbelievers will hope, had they only been Muslims. So leave them to eat and enjoy, and let their false hopes amuse them, and soon will they realize. In the hadith it is explained that four are the signs of misfortune. One is eyes that do not tear. Number two, the heart that is hardened. And number three, the mind that dwells in long, long hopes. And number four, the heart that is consumed with worldly greed. These are the signs of misfortune, that a person has not been blessed. His eyes will never swell with tears. His heart is hardened and his mind is occupied with lengthy hopes. I need to make this investment and I need to have this type of security. I need to go for this type of a holiday and I need to do this to improve my material, my wealth. This is what I need to do. So all these type of lengthy plans and programs that a man has, unending, unrelenting, so this is a sign of misfortune, that Allah Ta'ala has turned away his mind from the real goals. When he's been turned from the real goals, then things that are temporary, things that he has to leave behind, that will be the thing that will consume him at any given moment. This is my wealth, this is my security, these are my plans. And abruptly, then one day everything comes to a stop. Everything leaves him in the total lurch. So he doesn't realize. فَسُوفَ يَعْلَمُونَ Hadith says that people of the past, then there were two things that were very outstanding in them. One is yaqeen and conviction. And number two, they were disinterested in the world and its comforts. And the latter people will be destroyed because of two things. One is lengthy hopes, just as I had explained. And number two, miserliness, where they need to spend, they will not spend. And when they don't need to spend, they will be spending all over there. Like we see in this age and time, there is no proper guide and no proper understanding of how to spend and where to spend. So man is spending and he's supposed to be spending, but is he the right type of avenues that he's spending upon? On a holiday, on a small little umrah trip, these are the type of avenues that he is spending, whereas there are greater needs all around him. His own people, his own family, his immediate people require the type of assistance, but no, that type of wealth is gone on avenues that are either just permissible or mustahab, and the things that are of a compulsory nature, he forgets about this. So this is all on account of yulhihimul amal. False hope have amused him, have distracted him from the real goals. Give us tawfiq.